Chapter 2. The Start of Human-Animal Conflict. My name is Jackson Oz, but everyone calls me Oz. 2 years ago, I was at Columbia University. I was a very good student of environmental biology, and I was doing a PhD. My life was great. But then, I noticed something wrong, and I had to do something about it. HACC, Human-Animal Conflict. For me, this was the most important topic for scientists. I believed that, around the world, animal behavior was changing. And that was not a good thing. In every country, from Romania to Colombia, animals were beginning to show very angry and violent behavior. But they were only showing it toward one other animal. That animal was humans, you and me. So I left Columbia University to learn more about HACC, and I wanted to warn other scientists about it too. My information was frightening. In the last 4 years, animal attacks against humans have doubled. And it has been all animals, not just wild ones. In Australia, attacks from dogs and cats were up by 20%. In Beijing, it was 34%. In England, more than 4,000 people went to the hospital because of dog bites last year. But why was this happening? I did not know. At first, I just thought that it was a bit strange. My friends laughed at me, and I laughed too, when I began to write about it in my blog, Man Against Nature. But then I started to look more closely at the information, and I stopped laughing. I know it sounds impossible, but I believed that, across the world, animals were fighting humans. Only the humans could not see it. I tried hard to tell people, but no one was listening. I spent all my money traveling to meet scientists and students. I wanted them to listen to my ideas, but they just laughed at me. One morning, I woke up shaking, and at first I thought that I was ill. But then, I heard a truck on the road outside and knew that my New York apartment was shaking, not me. I live right next to a big, noisy road, but that's why my apartment is cheap. I jumped out of bed, got dressed, and made myself some coffee. Then I went to my office, turned on my 8 TVs, and waited. Suddenly, many different animals began to fill the screens, and they were all behaving very badly. I got some paper and wrote the date. Then, I started to watch TV number 7.
A man and his son are dead. The police believe that bears killed them when they were hunting near Lake Placid in New York. It is strange because the men had guns but didn't use them.
I turned from TV 7 and started to watch TV 8. On it, an Indian man was speaking.
"Elephants killed a man in Kerala yesterday," he said.
Then there was a film of an elephant. It was standing on a man. Then it threw the man in the air. But the most important news came from the woman at the LA Zoo on TV 3.
"Two lions killed a man and ran away from the zoo," said the woman. "Then they killed a man on a golf course."
I threw my pen on the floor. I was angry, angry, angry. "When will you people listen?" I shouted at the TVs. "Are you all sleeping?" I sat in my chair for a few minutes. Then I turned back to the paper. The LA Zoo report made me feel even more sure about my ideas. "The two lions were born at the zoo," said the woman on the TV. So why would they suddenly go crazy and start killing people? I thought. It had to be hack. I got my phone and tried to speak to Sarah. She did not answer. I paid her to talk to the media for me and try to get them to listen about hack. But she thought I was crazy too. I thought about things for a few minutes. Suddenly, I felt a hand on my shoulder. It was Attila, my house friend. "Hey, Attila," I said. "Look at all these animal attacks. But even Sarah won't speak to me. Everyone is tired of me and hack." Said Attila. Attila is 5 years old and 4 feet tall, and he weighs 100 pounds. Oh, yes, and he's a monkey.